The question was asked, is the holiness of the land of Israel due to the fact that Israel are here, due to the fact that we keep mitzvot, due to its own intrinsic holiness? And I think the answer is all three. We find that creation started with the land of Israel. We find that that mountaintop of Mount Moriah was the designated place for Adam to bring his sacrifice. The Midrash says God created Adam from the holiest place in the world. You see that the Temple Mount was the holiest place in the world before there was a Jewish people. So you see from the Tanakh that it has intrinsic holiness. The sages say that Avraham Avinu had to travel in the direction of the land of Israel because only in the land of Israel was he able to teach, because the land affected its inhabitants. He had a special connection to the land. The land is called the land of Hashem even before we come to the land of Israel. So there is this concept that the land is holy irrespective of us. Then you have a second level where the land of Israel has a holiness due to the people of Israel. We impart a higher holiness to it. When Yeshua enters the land of Israel, he sanctifies the land of Israel. There is holiness that stems from the mitzvos of the land of Israel. So there is intrinsic holiness that exists prior to our coming, and then there's holiness that stems from our mitzvot. Then you have a holiness. The question is, what state is it in after we've been exiled? So that's a broad discussion, right? Tanoim, Amoraim, etc. But the answer is that you have all three. There's that holiness. There is a concept about the choosing of the land of Israel. There is such a concept in the Midrash. But we see from other Midrashim that's in a very limited state. Meaning there is holiness that was there from day one, from creation. If you want a broader encompassing, I wrote something on it. The question is it gone with the computer that went? I don't know. But I wrote an outline.
Where is it bundled?